Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold dictating an endoscopy report that was previously lost on Esmerella Johnson, date of birth 1/1/1957, date of procedures November 8, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold Trudio. Referring physician is Dr. Guerson Guerra. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is heartburn, common nausea, vomiting. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained for possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion such as malignancy while extended to patient period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, staged for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A digital rectal exam was normal. Sorry, delete that portion. That says a digital rectal exam was normal. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was, sorry, Okay, so the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia period. While lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period, careful examination is made of the duodenum pulp, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus period. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach, below the scope period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Period. Findings number one. There was minor airway difficulties, and patient was coughing for a majority of the procedure period. There was a small mucosal tear noted between the posterior oropharynx and proximal esophagus as a result of the coughing, as this was not seen upon insertion of the scope. Next line. The Z line was mildly irregular at 29 centimeters by block. There was evidence of salmon colored mucosa, one tongue of which was greater than 10 millimeters. Next line. There was a hiatal hernia noted from 29 centimeters from the bite block to 34 centimeters from the bite block. Sorry, 33 centimeters from the bite block, approximately 4 centimeters sliding hiatal hernia period. There was evidence of some extrinsic compression at the distal esophagus. This area was biopsied for histology. Next line, but there was no abnormality to the mucosa. Next line, the stomach was J-shaped. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology and through the H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. For the most part, biopsies were, the duodenum passed the duodenal bulb to D2. There was no evidence of any mucosal abnormality. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, there was a duodenal bulb polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. If abnormal mucosa on any of the biopsies, would recommend further evaluation with advanced endoscopy. Next line, would recommend CT chest for further evaluation. Of extrinsic compression noted at the distal esophagus. Next line, would recommend continuation of PPI therapy. Next line. Follow up in clinic as previously scheduled.